I don't mean to complain, but I'm going to complain for just one second. That gospel that I just read is really like half a gospel. It doesn't tell the whole story. It just stops. And we don't get the rest of this. You have to come back tomorrow to hear the other half of the story. And it's, you know, all awesome sights will be seen in the sky. And then tomorrow we're going to read, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, et cetera, et cetera. And then we finally get to the punchline, which you'll get to hear again tomorrow. And that is that by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So in the midst of the famines and earthquakes and plagues and nation rising against nation and the temple being destroyed and all the other things, we have to persevere. We have to persevere. We have to persevere. We have to persevere. And that is for every Christian in every age, to persevere in every season of the church, to continue to carry our cross, to live the faith in the face of war and plagues and disease and death and all of the other calamities that are part of life. Every life, in a sense. So persevere. So my word to you today, and my word again tomorrow, I'll come up with something else for tomorrow, though. My word for tomorrow, persevere. We persevere. We carry on, right? What does it mean to carry on? We carry on. Carry our crosses on. Long reading from the prophet Daniel this morning about this dream. And so King Nebuchadnezzar has a terrifying dream. And he says, get somebody in here that can interpret my dream. And he essentially sends out a decree. And I read the backstory this morning. Sends out a decree and that says, unless somebody can come in here and tell me my dream and interpret it for me, I'm going to put all the wise men of my kingdom to death. And so the wise men, what do you think their response to that was? Nobody can do that. And so they plead for their lives against this kind of irrational, you know, proclamation of the king. Well, lo and behold, Daniel gets word and he says, I can do it. And he comes and he explains, he tells him what he dreamed, and then he explains what the dream is. And so remember yesterday we were introduced to Daniel. Daniel, some of you remember yesterday. Yes, Daniel, he was bold and he was faithful, and you had this insight, and he was smart and intelligent and all of these other things. So we're getting this picture of Daniel being painted for us. And the dream that Nebuchadnezzar has of this giant statue with the gold and then the silver and then the iron and then the iron and clay mixed together, these are the successive kingdoms. And what's the stone that comes and destroys all the earthly kingdoms? It's the kingdom of God. The stone that's untouched by human hands. The kingdom of God that will come and it will displace the kingdoms of men. And it will last for eternity. So Daniel sees this. And Daniel also is going to prophesy the coming of the Messiah as well. So we pray today, thy kingdom come, right? We're going to pray that in a few minutes. And the teaching of the church essentially is the kingdom is here, but it's still coming. The kingdom of God, the reign of God has broken in, but the fullness of it, the coming down of the heavenly Jerusalem to earth, you know, the full manifestation of the kingdom, we're still waiting on that, aren't we? Say, yes, Father Mike, yes. And as we wait, what do? Starts with the letter P. Persevere. That's right. We persevere as we wait for the fullness of the kingdom that comes, you know, either in our lifetime with the wars and rumors of wars and all the other things, or it comes, you know, at the end of time when we will be raised up. We will be raised up and we will stand before the King and we'll be separated into sheep and goats and all of that that we heard about Sunday. So persevere and persevere and persevere as we wait the coming of the kingdom.